up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I'm one of your hosts, Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And tell them who you are, baby.
I'm your other host, Marcus Tanksley, also known as Marcus Ain't on the Gram.
We are a couple that have decided to do this podcast a little over 4 years ago, where we get to talk about everything, whether it be relationships, hot topics, politics. We love to cover it. And sometimes, you know what? It's going to cause an argument. And that's how we got the title of this show.
Absolutely.
So please, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please make sure that you go ahead and rate and review us. It makes us more discoverable. And we also want to give a huge shout out to one of our sponsor for today's episode,
yes.
Usual Wines. We love them.
I'm enjoying one right now.
We look forward to telling you more about our sponsors a little later in the episode. But real quick, we're going to take care of some business. One, we want to give a huge shout out to our Patreon family.
What's up, family? They are watching us right now.
Yes, we call them Angel Wings and Tanks Punches. Poo, poo, poo. Okay? Because we family.
The punching always better than it.
Oh, that sounds like Kung Fu. I like,
yeah.
Poo, poo.
You got martial artist over here.
Yes.
Come on, punch.
Sorry. But if you would also like to be able to watch us film this live and be able to interact with us, feel free to join our Patreon. I'll leave it in the show notes of this episode, as well as on YouTube, where you can visually see this episode on That Chick Angel TV. You can also follow me on all platforms at That Chick Angel, and you can follow Marcus on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book. And you can go ahead and tell them about your beard and body butter.
I have a beard and body butter called Manshit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. It is 100% natural beard and body butter that I make myself.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to manshit.com. Again, that's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T.com. Or you can go see all three of my posts on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
At GetManshit.
At GetManshit. So, before we jump into the topic of the day, which I'm really excited about, let's do our very fun segment of Tanksley Pride Story. This is where we give you a little more insight on our children. We have four boys, 10-year-old, 5-year-old twin boys, and a soon-to-be 1-year-old boy.
Man.
And when I tell you all the things they bring into our life, it's just, it's chaos, it's pandemonium, but it's all worth it. So, do you want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead and start it up.
Me and my son, Kai, had a very special moment here recently, which I put out on YouTube as well as Instagram. But I had noticed about a week or so ago that I felt like I wasn't ever getting to hug him. Like my other kids, Marcus and Cy, they are very touchy-feely. They love to hug on me. I'll sit on the couch. Cy will sit right up, like cuddle right up on me. He just loves to just be on top of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with little Marcus. He knows that he's my ace. But Kai, he's so independent.
He's very independent, very aloof.
It almost feels like sometimes
he's a lot like me, y'all.
Yeah, it almost feels like sometimes I don't feel like I really see him in the week, because he'll go into his room and watch television. So what I did not put in that sweet moment was a conversation him and I had about, I was like, why don't you hug me? And he's like, I don't know. He's like, you don't hug me, right? And so I was like, okay, here's our agreement. We got to hug each other at least twice a day. I'm going to be responsible for one hug and you're going to be responsible for the other hug. And he was like, okay. So what's really sweet now is as the day goes by, one of us might be like, did you forget something?
That's exactly like me and my mom. If I didn't talk to mama yesterday, if I don't call her by the time this is over with, or right as soon as we're done, I need to call her because I'll get a call next week. Oh, so something wrong with your phone?
Right.
I'd be like, something wrong with your damn phone?
But it's nice. I know all of my kids will all have our very unique relationships, and I can't get me and Kai's relationship to look like me and Marcus's or any of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice that we now have something. I didn't feel like we had anything other than long-winded conversations about nothing.
The best side and Kai do that. They start off into these conversations and you have no idea what they are talking about. And it just goes forever to the point to where in the back of my mind I'm thinking, shut up.
Yes.
Please.
Yes, dear God.
It's like, oh my God, 6 hours later.
Yes. So, yeah, it's something really cute that Kai does now, too, and then I'll let you go ahead and go. He did it to my mother here recently, which made me crack up. He went to her room, and he said, he did the little finger to the eye.
I'm
watching you fingers.
Yeah. What was that the Ben Stiller movie?
Was it? Oh, yeah. Oh, Meet the Fockers.
Yeah, yeah.
Meet the Parents. He's like, I'm watching you. So he has this hilariousness about him.
He has a very hilarious personality.
But,
I feel the same way. Because, I'm in and out. I go to work, come back home. So by the time I come home, most I get out of the kids is, hey, Daddy. Usually Cy may run up and hug me. Or if Angel has said something to him recently about them showing me more attention.
Yeah, because
I will notice that. I can see that. Like, they'll all come up and hug me. But Kai, he is, a little more, to himself. But even with that, that's the one that I tend to be closer to.
Mm-hmm.
Even with both of us being both, aloof and just like, oh, we don't say much to each other. But when we do talk, it's just like, yeah, you at one, ain't you? Because I even noticed it, last week. I'm like, I don't feel like I've seen Kai in, 3 or 4 days.
Right.
Because he'd just be off in his room, just playing or watching TV, not doing nothing. So I just be like, Kai, come here. I'm like, what are you doing?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing? What are you doing? Why ain't you said nothing to me? I don't know. But then let me go off and start doing something. And he's the one, what you over there doing?
Right.
What's this foolishness you got going on? What's all these tools you got going on?
Yeah.
Sy's the more, vocal. Mm-hmm. He'll do all the talking and stuff. But you can tell Kai gets more into it.
Yeah.
But that's why he holds, that's the part that he holds in my heart is because he's more like me.
Mm-hmm.
So he says a lot less than everybody else.
Yeah.
And in his silence speaks volumes between
us. Yeah.
My Thanksgiving prayer story is, it's damn Amar, y'all.
No, Amar.
He's a handful.
The boss.
Boss baby for real. A couple of months ago, we did this. It was some challenge. It was right at the beginning of quarantine and all that. The challenge where you say, you point at the child, who's the most who's the meanest, who's the most this, most that. I feel like Amar is across all of those categories. best and worst.
He is.
When I tell you this boy can be a jerk. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. He is a jerk, but he can be sweet at the same time. But even in his sweetness, he's an asshole.
Yeah.
He gets that from his mama.
Really?
We're going to work on it.
You just going to tell lies today?
You got to lead by example.
You just going to tell lies today.
But no, that boy, I can't even pinpoint, I don't know, I can't even pinpoint it. But even, I remember something that did hit me, I kind of replayed in my mind is, when we found out, we was telling people that we were pregnant again. And, people got that, oh my God, four kids. And then I truly thought about how it feels to have kids, especially younger kids, not babies, because babies are overrated. But it is. It's just a constant problem. But what it's like to have kids is like you ever get, you got a new, you got this IMAX set in here, or you mm-hmm. get a new something for you, like an adult toy, uh-huh. like a new car or something, or something that you really enjoy. And it's like, for me, every time I remember them, that's how it feels.
Mm.
It's like, oh, I got this. Uh-huh. I get to mess with, uh-huh. I got that. In the moment, it may not feel like that. we was outside earlier, in their little kiddie pool, just messing around. It's like, why are y'all screaming so goddamn loud?
No, they were so loud.
Keep the water in the pool. Why are you throwing the water out the damn pool?
But they're kids.
And I was like, let me not be fussing at them. Let me just let them act a fool in this moment. And, most times we do until they get a little too much with it.
Yeah.
But, just Amar, that boy... I don't even have a specific Tanksley Pride moment. It's just like that. Just them. Just these four boys, y'all.
Just a handful.
He is.
So, yes, our little Tank Sleep Pride babies, they are just growing up and they're taking this whole quarantine well, probably better than I think most people kids are. So, I just feel blessed. Yeah, and
they got each other. That's a definite plus.
You're welcome.
Multiple children. We were good with three.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I put the bun in the oven. You just cooked it.
Yeah, but I had to convince you that it was worth getting back in the bakery.
I questioned that all the time.
It's worth it. It was worth it. So, the topic of the day. So, a lot of you all know this that already follow us. Me and Marcus are getting ready to celebrate our anniversary. And,
I was supposed to come down.
That's all right. No, it's too late now. Sorry, we're getting our levels together on camera. Again, if you didn't know this, you can watch our podcast on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, and you can watch this live with our Patreon by joining our Patreon account, which is, www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. So, usually this time of year, we go on vacation, we reconnect.
We somewhere tropical.
Yes.
Just me and Angel just being reckless.
Reckless, just doing
especially
it.
After this vasectomy, y'all. Just straight up just irresponsible.
Getting sore, dressing like a thought. And then I also dress cute. Marcus is usually the thotty one.
Yeah, I've been wearing my leggings. the wedgie leggings that just cut all up inside.
You so silly. And
with heels.
A lot of usually during this podcast time, we would take time to kind of reflect on our marriage and reflect on like where we, how we've grown, what we've learned in the past year or over the span of our marriage. But I wanted to do something that had been requested of us several times that also I feel like has been really pivotal in our marriage. And that is taking a walk down memory lane of, is this going to cause an argument? We started this podcast in February of 2016.
Yeah.
Not knowing anything about podcasting for real. We literally were only able to get the podcast up because I Googled how to do it. We didn't have any real help. Equipment wise, we did already have microphones just because they were gifted to me to sing with. They were not podcasting microphones and we were using them terribly. But 4 years of doing this podcast is not something to like shake your finger at.
No,
like,
it's not.
It has
granted,
been.
Granted, we've taken a few breaks.
Yes.
Yeah, because it was for the longest, probably up until this year, maybe end of last year, this year, it was just us providing a podcast for people that wanted to see it.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of work.
Right.
A lot of work.
Most of my social media career, other than maybe Instagram, has been more of me giving a service to people than it has been a form of income to me. I was getting income from doing stuff on other people's platform, but because they were able to see the content I was creating on my own, they were like, oh, we can trust you to do stuff on our platform. But I wasn't really ever making a nice amount of money from the things that I was doing on my channel or the things that I was doing on any of my social media platforms. So that included this podcast. This podcast was not making us any substantial money, but it was something that we did after we kind of got a hang of it, started to really enjoy. I mean, it did still feel like a labor of love.
Yeah, it was a labor, but I'll go ahead.
It did feel like a labor, just even the setting up the equipment, like we did today. A lot of times, this would have been enough for us to be like, let's try tomorrow.
Yeah, like we literally have like a, what's it, like a bench, like a thing. It's the second one we've had. It's like basically a massive crate with all the podcast stuff
equipment.
And equipment that we would have to like unload and set up. And then once we're done, take everything down.
Yeah.
But one thing that kept us going is seeing people's comments.
Yeah.
People watching it, liking it, learning from it, offering suggestions. And we were truly, it was like a communication. It was like we were building this community, and that's what kept us going.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we feel like we've come a long way and we know we have even further to go.
Yeah, a long way to go, we said all the time.
Oh yeah. But we are looking forward to right now being able to walk down a little bit of memory lane with you all. We're going to start with taking a look at our very first podcast.
The very first one.
The first one we ever shot. I don't think we uploaded it. No. Yeah, it was the first one we ever shot, and we uploaded it first. It just isn't right inside the playlist on YouTube. We did a podcast on
Valentine's Day gifts for men.
For men. I don't even know if we're going to get to the topic. Take it back to the beginning.
We're going to go back to the beginning. Oh, yeah. We're going to turn it up so y'all can hopefully hear this.
First of all, yeah, go ahead and press play, babe. Hopefully.
First, I just want to give some... That's all right.
Yeah, what?
We'll talk about it after we press play. First of all, if y'all go back to it, the thumbnail.
Real quick. You all will also be getting some of the stuff we're talking about visually. And if you want to see it, please come to the YouTube channel to see.
Yeah.
But we'll try to also give some description if you're only listening. Go ahead.
So before I even hit it, if you go back to this, it's like we said, I think it's on the list. If you go to the list, it's number
four.
Uh-huh. I believe it's February 3rd, 2016 is when it was published. It's called Valentine's Day Gifts for Men. The thumbnail. When we took that picture, I said...
You were talking about the opening image?
Yes, the opening image. Sorry.
Yeah, because that's not the thumbnail for the video.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. The opening image. Angel did this video for her birthday, music video. Uh-huh. What was it called?
Grown Woman.
Grown Woman, which is, of course, a Beyonce parody, and they had music video. This was one of my small parts in the video. When we took this picture, or when we did this little video, I said, I'm not going to say my exact words because then I got to be politically correct, but this is the most awful image, one of the most awful images I've ever seen of myself, and I hate it and I despise it. It needs to be burned.
Repress and play. Listen to the music I chose.
Don't knock that music. We was with that music for a minute.
I think we still
okay,
with
guys,
the music.
So we are about
we still got the same music?
I think
try
so.
Try our first stab at doing a podcast.
First of all, my lipstick is popping.
Okay.
Question. So people have the ability to watch the video and...
Okay, pause it already.
Yeah, great. Pause it. So, go ahead.
Our microphone setup is so wrong. We have microphones that you're supposed to sing into, right? And so... They are supposed to be held, like going straight up and down, kind of the same way as our Blue Yeti mic. We had them pointed towards us. I mean, now looking at it, it looks stupid. You can tell it's not right. The way the microphone
just
is.
Just because of that experience, that's all. But
no, you can just tell the shape of the microphone is informing you that it needs to be straight up and down. We got it shot at our mouths like penises, like... That's
but
what it looks like.
Regardless of anything else that you'll see dealing with this podcast, the only thing that's worse... I'll take that back. Yeah, the only thing that's worse than my voice...
He hates his voice.
It's disgusting. I can't... The fact that I'm putting myself through this for y'all, y'all need to appreciate it because I can't stand the sound of my voice. It's absolutely awful. When I hear it back, it's my hairline, y'all.
Oh.
This hairline is doing some things... I can't even describe it. It's like an ocean line. Like, you know how you get an aerial view of the shore, the ocean shore, and it's moving? That's what it looked like my hairline's doing, y'all.
And what makes it so bad is that we're shooting down at ourselves,
yeah,
so the camera
just,
is up higher.
You just
we're
see
them.
You just see them corners that just said, the hell with this head. We give up. I think I kept it for 2 more years after this. And people couldn't understand why I started shaving my head. I'm like, what do you mean? Especially this one beside me. You ain't nothing wrong with your hairline, heifer. I ain't got no goddamn hairline no more.
Don't you talk about my husband.
He's a punk.
No, he's not.
Punk ass voice.
Yes. Podcast at the same time? Listen to the podcast? Or
so
is it two separate things?
Two separate things.
Oh.
So if they were like driving in their car, they could listen to the podcast. Or if they subscribe to that Sick Angel TV, they could watch.
Okay.
So it gives them the option of when they're watching and where.
Are we?
So... They'll get a little... Go ahead.
So it's kind of like radio back in the day. Like, when do people have time to sit down and listen?
In their car. That's when I listen to podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Because you're not supposed to be watching a visual, so...
Yeah, I know that. I'm just saying. All right. I guess.
People subscribe to podcasts.
I know that.
Oh, okay. You were saying, when do they have time? I'm like...
They didn't tell me when they had time. I just know people do it and subscribe to it.
In their cars. I think is when most people do it, or when they're like doing dishes or something.
You people and your social media.
You people and your social media.
I still feel that way.
When I tell you the uphill battle that it has been to get my husband onto this team that we have
right now. I'm here, y'all.
He was like, what people got time to listen to a podcast?
Let me tell y'all how much I've grown. The fact that we still doing this, but I tell you how much I haven't grown. I still don't listen to podcasts.
It's because you don't have one. You would if there was one on a topic that you really
like. Now, I have listened to like people's podcasts. Like when Angel's like, oh yeah, they talked about this, talked about that. Or we got friends that are doing podcasts. I'll definitely go back and I'll listen to theirs every now and then. But it's rare. I don't listen to our own. I don't. Unless Angel called me and be like, I can't believe you said this. I'm like, said what? And I'll go back and listen to it. It's like, oh yeah, might hear something about that. Never gonna get canceled.
He truly was not. He was just like, who and why? He said,
well, don't nobody want to hear about what I think about nothing. That's what I was thinking.
That's what he thought. He said, so can people watch this and listen to it at the same time?
Did y'all hear that part?
He said, they can pull this up and watch this. So you want them like to hear it? You want them to hear that?
Yeah.
Doing a podcast.
Punk ass shirt.
My shirt was cute.
Okay.
Question. So people have the ability to watch the video and the podcast at the same time?
This lets you know my baby didn't know what he had signed up for, okay? He was just like,
y'all don't know what y'all signed up for.
Y'all surely didn't. But let me tell you what you should sign up for is our sponsor's usual wine,
y'all.
Let me tell you, Marcus just emptied out his heavy pour. So, just drank it up. Yeah. What did you have?
This is the rosé.
Ain't the rosé? Everything is so smooth.
Santa Barbara County 2018.
Oh, my
gosh. Magnificent.
Usual wines are wines for the modern drinker. Each bottle is 6.3 ounces, a heavy pour, or about a glass and a half of wine. No more pouring wine down the sink when you don't want to finish the bottle, because the single serve format and bottle design, usual, is always fresh, and no more flat, bubbly, or stale rosé. I'm telling y'all, I had the Brut yesterday. It was so good. It was so crisp. You know how when something is like carbonated and it kind of hits you at the top of your nostrils, like when it's real crisp, that's what it was like. Oh, usual wines are made from world-class AVA, that's American Viticultural Area in California, like Napa, Sonoma, and Santa Barbara, and are made with minimal intervention, zero sugar, and zero additives. The wines are low carbs and have zero sugar. Usual has a red blend, a rosé, a sparkling white wine called Brut. They also have a limited production Brut Rosé just for the summer. Sorry about that. But don't grapes contain sugar? Yes, absolutely. To clarify, all usual wines are produced using natural, sustainable grapes harvested every fall. These grapes are picked at optimal ripeness to ensure all sugar will be fermented completely until the wines are dry with no residual sugar. All that is left over is delicious, clean wine. The process of fermentation happens when natural yeast eats up the naturally occurring sugar in the grapes. In goes the sugar, out comes alcohol. Some winemakers will purposefully end fermentation early to keep a little sugar in the wine. Usual wines are fermented until no more sugars are in the wine. This ensures the wines are as dry as possible and lower in calories. Now, one thing I want to add about this that's great, especially in a time where we are being very cognizant of like germs and just not passing any type of germs or bacteria to other people. This is great for even if you're having people over so that everybody's not pouring from the same bottle of wine. You can give your guests their own personal bottle of wine, which I love that idea. Like, this is going to be the way that I do it from now on. But we want you to go check out their website at www.usualwines.com and use our discount code ARGUE for $8 off your first order and try your first glass on us. Again, go check out their website at www.usualwines.com and use our discount code ARGUE for $8 off your first order and try your first glass on us.
Let me tell you something. I'm just going to sum all that up. You get a very high quality wine because sugar is what gets you drunk. Let's go and put that out there. You get a very high quality wine and it's extremely convenient. Mm-hmm. The fact that you could just take, look at this. I don't, people listening, you can't see this. But if you're watching, it's like a beacon.
No, a beaker.
Beaker. And this is a nice size glass.
It's a heavy pour.
It's a heavy pour, y'all. I couldn't imagine a more convenient way to do this. I wish I thought of it.
Well, now you don't have to. You can just go to usualwine.com and use our discount code.
Because I would have drunk all three of them.
No, I would have drank one of them.
You would have drunk half of one. I'd have been nice.
Argue for $8 off your first order. Okay, so we're going to move to our next episode of this podcast. This was uploaded on, I think, 2 weeks after on
February 17th. And this one is called Open Marriage.
We felt like, you know what? Since it's the current topic of chimes, why not? Again, we still got these microphones looking silly. And we got on the biggest headphones ever. Like, we are in the booth.
But we had to hear ourselves, you know?
We did, I guess.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We didn't know what it was going to sound like.
We didn't. We didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Go ahead, press play for these folks. This music.
Testing.
We got to get some theme music. We got to get some theme music.
Do we got the same music? We ain't got the same music.
I think we... I can't remember.
Because you just do the... Welcome back, everybody.
Yes. No, it's different.
Shut up, stupid.
I don't read that.
I'm going to skip
it. Always.
First of all, if y'all go back and listen to this.
Mark is always being Mr. Testing. Oh, you see that? Testing. You see that, Angel? Testing.
I'm a perfectionist. So if y'all go back and watch this, testing. I just want y'all to know that Angel has on a nightgown. that blue and white, that blue, whatever that is, with the white collar around it is a nightgown.
Marcus, be quiet. Right?
And not a cute one.
Marcus.
I mean, she could still get it in it, but it's a cute one, y'all.
It was what I bought.
Looking like Callie with about the hair.
It was what?
What's up, everybody? Welcome back.
Callie
to,
is our deceased Yorkie.
This is
I got that nightgown as a nursing nightgown for after I had the twins. I wanted something that I would have easy access to my breast to. It's Calvin Klein. That's what that is. That's sexy was time. It? Yeah, it's cotton. All right.
It looked like Hanes.
See, Tamisha thought it was a denim dress. See? Cute.
Nah,
denim
Tamisha,
dress
you,
with some lace on the front.
Tamisha, you have horrible taste. I'm just playing, family. It's awful. If you saw it in person.
I did not marry this man because I was just like, I really want to be married. It was a thing of, can I wake up every day and say, I am going to make this work? Yeah. And that is what I knew I could do with him. Like,
I think she would test that knowledge, like, after the fact, maybe. Like, all right, we're married. Now, let me see if I can put up with this food.
My mother, I'm not a romantic in that way. I'm
40 pounds heavier right here.
You are heavy.
30. I'm like 30 pounds heavier right here.
And your beard is 50 pounds lighter. He looks so weird when he has it now, because I'm so used to all this length. He's got tresses underneath his chin now. It is so weird to see him with a closer beard because it's like, where's the rest of your chin? It seems like your face isn't long enough. Do you not look
at my ass?
After you just clowned me? You think
I clowned your dress. You actually clowning.
You clowned my hair.
That I can't change.
You clowned my hair.
Didn't I?
You said ain't looking wrong like Callie. You said looking like Callie.
Callie had beautiful hair.
My mother, she loves being in love. She's a romantic. I'm not a romantic in that way. I'm very practical and a Mark. Even though there are romantic feelings that I have for my husband, it was still very much so. It made sense. And one of the things I said to him when we were first started dating, because I wanted to let him know that I was not the long-term girlfriend type. Like, I was looking for a husband. I don't know what he was looking for, but as soon as...
She would have stuck around. Her nose was wide open.
Whatever.
One thing has proven to me is we have not dated changed.
You, but we haven't. However, Angel, you did get a lot more loose and more comfortable while recording.
Okay.
You did.
I can believe that.
I'm glad you did that. Because I was like, who's this heifer sitting across from me talking right now?
You felt like I was too...
Yeah, you was way too uptight. Not too uptight. You wasn't being you yet on screen.
And what do you think about yourself?
I was lost. I was lost. I was like, I'm going to do this. And we'll see what happens.
I will say, you can't tell because you haven't really talked much other than clowning, which is something that we still do. Marcus is now more willing to jump in and talk.
Yeah.
Before it'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't too vocal. Yeah. You knew what you was getting into when we started this goddamn podcast.
I would have been dating other people until I found my husband. Okay.
Probably like, hi, he's been here.
Whatever. But I had told him, I was like, as soon as I know this is not going to work out, I'm going to cut it off. Because I had already did a long-term relationship. Like, he wasn't the, like, long-term dating type.
I wasn't ignorant like that.
Whatever. I did a long-term relationship that I knew was not going to end in marriage. But I was just like, I don't really have anything else to do. And I realized I didn't want to do that again. So, I was very honest with him. Like, early on of, I am looking to get married. I am a wife.
Look at how young we were. Look.
It was 4 years younger.
But truly, truly, I can't even, like, I'm looking at my skin. Everybody said we both look way more relaxed.
Now?
I think we trust that even though our equipment has failed us multiple times, I think, like it did already. Oh no, you guys, oh my goodness, you all, we had so many technical difficulties that we had to take a pause for the cause, but we are now back. Our audio software stopped recording, so there has just been such a relaxation that has happened in us doing this so much. But this is what happens when we do it so much. We get so relaxed that we don't realize that we're having technical difficulties.
Yeah. Back to this video.
What about?
I have it paused. Where this is entitled Good Marriage, uploaded February 17, 2016. Mm-hmm. When I see this gown that you have on, it makes me just think of French toast for some reason.
I don't know why.
Because it looks like morning time and you got that on.
What I noticed is that we're now shooting in the corner of our dining room. That means that we had given up on trying to shoot into our house because it stayed a mess. So we
said, too much of a mess, but that awful. We're going to
shoot into this little itty bitty corner, even though it's making it so we don't have sunlight on our face. The sunlight is
hitting your face.
Yeah, but that's not good. We're being lit by an overhead chandelier. We were like, what we're not about to do is have to keep cleaning just so we can shoot this. And also because the kids, if we shot, this is when we used to care if the kids were in the background.
Yeah.
You remember when we used to care about
that? Remember we used to care, y'all? Does anybody remember that?
We stopped caring. We were like, oh, well, it's really going to cause an argument if y'all think we're going to have to care about where these kids is at.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's any more gems from this. This episode.
The come hither, like, hands.
No, she was only doing that because Aiden was like, keep it pushing. So she decided to.
You told her, nah, I don't want none of that. And she kept going. Like, don't be disrespectful. Oh, Vegas. Like, if you think my husband's attractive, okay, you say something. All right, I'll take it as a compliment. Now keep it pushing. But she don't want to do it. Is she going to try to blame it on alcohol? Okay.
But was we even married when Applebee's happened?
But I was ready to have your back.
That don't matter. See, but you need to let me protect you, because it was like six or eight dudes. So you just take a back seat, because we were gonna both walk up looking all bloody mouth and black eyed.
I can help the case, is what I'm trying to tell you.
All right, you help the case later, Mr. Officer. They jumped my husband. Not, ma'am, why is your face all busted up? Dude was like, because she hit me. Ma'am, did you hit him? At that point, we all black, so we all getting shot. So how's that going?
Well, look here. In my mind, it makes sense.
Well, that's why I let you walk to the car.
No. It was like six dudes, though.
I don't care.
I know you don't
care. The one talking loud is the one's going to get it. No, the thing is, that's why I let you walk off. Because I said, she's going to be like, no, we sorry. No, you want none of that. I don't know what you was going to say, but I didn't want you to interfere. So I said, I'm going to let her walk off and let them talk one more time. And let me step up in their faces.
Would have been upside his head. That's what would have happened.
You weren't going to waste that glass.
They had more glasses on their table. You know when they have those really cute glasses at the restaurant.
Reckless.
Reckless, y'all.
Talking about our recklessness. I don't even know how that poured into us talking about an open marriage. Oh, no. I'd already knew by this time that I needed to title the episode off of whatever's the
clickbait, y'all.
The most salacious thing that we talked about.
We did talk about open marriage.
We did. We talked about how that wasn't going to be our thing. That was like a precursor to our Bonnie and Clyde story episode that we did. I didn't even realize we had talked about it before. I just want to point out that my husband did exactly what my mother did the other episode that we shot. That's how like relaxed we've gotten. The fact that Mama felt comfortable coming up
over here all in the plastic bag.
And Marcus is just like, I'm like, sir, I'm going to have to, I have to edit this. Don't do that. And he's like, oh, okay. Okay. Let's move to the next episode. The next episode we're about to pull up is one of my favorites. Marcus was on one. And when Marcus is on one, that's when I have the best time. Listen, I was a glass thief, Shantae. But my husband is who made me. Turn it down so you can play. My husband is who made me.
Lie again.
I had never thought about stealing I hadn't. I never thought about stealing a restaurant glass. But Marcus had a full-blown collection. So I said, okay. Let me try. I'm always trying dangerous stuff with him. Let me turn it up.
That was here.
You can go.
I didn't know that.
Did you? No, this is when we had already moved to this house. We started shooting.
Yeah.
In my office.
Oh, something came out.
Testing. 1, 2.
Okay, go get another.
Yeah, I can hear
it. Better music.
Don't forget to watch if you see
red up there. Yeah, that's how we end the episode. Like, now.
You now know what I told you more than once.
Oh, I had on my wig. I think I was already having hair issues. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was
look at that beard. That beard was great.
That was a nice look at that beard on you. Mm-hmm. Handsome. This is when we used to listen
What's
to
up,
the
guys?
Theme music
Welcome
in
back
our ears.
To, is this going to cause an
now
argument?
I realized that didn't even...
My name is Angel of That Chick Angel TV.
My name is Marcus of That Chick Angel TV.
Yes. Listen, and then this podcast, energy. Me and my husband
ain't no telling what happened. I was
whether
probably
they
tired.
Be pop culture, whether they be, I don't know, something in our personal life.
Well, Marcus was definitely...
We gonna see.
On team.
Is this gonna cause an argument?
While Marcus...
If I were happening? In labor with that's your one. Child...
I'm talking.
I would not get... Why the hell was gonna put me in the water?
Jesus.
Back up.
I'm talking.
I'm about to pause it.
That's what I was trying to do.
Stay off of it. I'm controlling
it. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm going to fight him. While Marcus was definitely on team, we have a podcast. Marcus was not on team. I'm going to still give you energy if I don't feel like it. We did not get
to... It was up and down, y'all.
We didn't get to that place until 2020.
Yeah.
2020, you guys.
It's only been 4 years.
Okay? It's a long 4 years. Mm-hmm. Yes. If y'all could see, wait till you see.
This. Actually, it's probably 3 years and 2 months. Because all the breaks we've taken.
Yes, so many breaks. Marcus, you could just see him looking at me like, I hate you. I hate that one. You know what lets me know that Marcus was not about it? That episode is only like 23 minutes long. That lets me know how quickly we have to get into the episode and get out. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm listening. God dang.
You looking
y'all,
at
me? Angel's been so just sensitive here lately. I can't look at
no,
her. I can't talk to her.
No.
God dang.
No. He gets sensitive if I question his intentions. It's the other way around.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, so this episode, she's talking about having a god dang home birth.
The possibility.
Possibility of a home birth. I wouldn't have it. I don't know if I got it there or not.
On to what a doctor says. And sometimes in those situations, the hospital takes authority on what they're going to do to you, even if you don't agree, and that removes that.
See, because me and Angel don't completely trust the government. So if they ever want to come try to take the neighborhood over, we should have that type of gun.
Shut up.
That's what it sounds like to me.
No, your analogy does not work.
Oh, it works.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. It does not work. But this is what I was getting ready to tell him. And I said, no,
yeah,
I'm going to wait
until... I haven't heard this.
No, this is not that bad. Now, the only thing that makes me not want to even contemplate a home birth, now I know I can't because you won't be there. even though...
It's like a mobster crime scene. You got to cover the ceiling walls in plastic.
No. But even watching the videos and seeing how much the dad gets to participate is also beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, you wouldn't want to get into that water with me?
Hell no, I ain't getting... You know how good will I ain't getting in no water.
You would.
You... crapping and shitting all in. No.
You were getting the water.
I'm not getting in the water.
You, if I were in labor with your child.
I would not get. Why the hell are we going to both be in the water?
If I needed you for support.
You ain't gonna support is out of the water. Somebody drowning. If you on the shore and can save them, you stay your ass on the shore. I ain't jumping in no water.
It's not about like support of just. You
who you think you married to? I ain't getting in no water.
I know you wouldn't want to.
I'm not going
but
to.
But if I were crying and in pain.
Like, oh, I'm here for your support. No, I'm going to rub your back of your leg like I did when you was laying on that bed. Like, this is what happens when you decide to do this type of stuff in water.
You were getting that
water.
It's
supposed to be in them stirrups. But nah, you wouldn't get down in some water.
You were getting the water. You were getting the water.
Yeah. I'll be in a tub beside the water. Beside your water.
So
he's horrible.
So right before that, she was like, "We're gonna have a home birth." I said, "No, you gonna have a home birth. I'm gonna be at the hospital waiting for you."
Yes. Do you still feel that way?
Hell yeah.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
After all of our birthing situations.
Exactly. God dang it! After all our birthing situations, I'm gonna be at the hospital and your ass will too. Even if I gotta knock you unconscious.
If y'all go back and watch that episode and see how big this man's eyes gets when I say, oh, you were getting the water.
Getting the goddamn, you serious? Get out of here.
I can't believe you were.
I don't know who you thought I was, but that's who I'm not.
I think you are that man. Right. I think you would get in there with all the poop.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
I think you might cuss at me the entire time.
I'm gonna cuss at you outside the water.
Why does that just repulse you? What is that? Is it repulsion? What is it?
I understand. She actually introduced me to the couple that she saw do this. Who also are our friends.
The Ellises.
Have podcast. The Ellises. I said that was crazy to their face. Like, no. You don't know goddamn water.
Have you ever watched a home birth?
Yeah.
Water birth? You didn't watch. What water birth did you watch?
I watched them with you.
No, we only watch regular home births with
you. We watched water births, babe. I remember. I said, goddamn, the baby damn near took off swimming.
Oh, okay. And you didn't think, wow, the way that went seemed less crazy than...
In the hospital, it'd be fine. I have on swim trunks beside the pool.
Okay, so you'd be willing for a water birth, but it would need to be in a hospital.
Yeah.
I tried to do that with this last one. And the only hospital
in... Where's doctor gonna get any water with you?
The only hospital in California that would remotely do water births, I was going to have to get with the midwives that did it. And the hospital was just on some old... Like, you had to be... It was like where everybody who was broke went. Mm. It was like a low-income hospital. Which, you know, is fine as long as they're servicing you okay, but then you have to potentially share the waiting, the triage room. Like, I didn't want all that.
Is that messed up? You might have to share the water.
No.
You don't know.
You have to buy your own tub. It's not like the hospital provides a tub.
Do they pump the water out of one tub into your own tub?
No, you're so nasty.
You never know.
I was very shocked. I thought because California was a blue state that we would have all the options. Like, if I wanted to do a birthing center, you know, birthing centers kick you out about 4 hours after you had the baby.
Like, all right, you good, gone.
But had I known that I wouldn't want to stay at a hospital, like, with Amar, I was just like, I'm ready to go home. Less than 24 hours, I was like, take me home with this boy. Had I known I was going to feel that way, I think we should have possibly gone with a birthing center. But I enjoyed my doctor so much, I can't really take back anything. But... Yeah, if for some odd reason, one of your super sperm shot out of your vas deferens mm-hmm. and into me and got me pregnant, mm-hmm. I'm doing my birth the way I want to do my birth.
You handle yours.
Exactly. You can have anxiety at the hospital, at the house, wherever you want to be.
Anxiety nowhere.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be in there with my legs crossed reading the newspaper in the waiting room.
Yeah, you ain't gonna, unless you're going to fully participate, you ain't going to be there.
In the waiting room?
you ain't gonna be wherever I'm having a baby.
If it's at the house, you damn right. I won't be there. I'm gonna be at the hospital.
For what? If I'm not gonna show up there?
Oh, you gonna show up eventually.
No, why would I?
I'm gonna call the police. They're gonna arrest you. They're gonna bring you to the hospital. Here you go, sir. Proper birth. You're welcome. Thank you, Mr. Officer. Y'all good for something, ain't you? I appreciate it.
How you gonna call the police on me for having a natural, healthy birth?
Huh? Who is this talking about? Hi, mommy and daddy. It's me, Marcus.
It's Marcus. That's Disney. Who it is. Yes.
What is IT?
Marcus.
ISSO.
I need you to focus on the podcast, right, sir. Oh, my goodness. My husband's reading Marcus? The comments from our Patreon. He saw that our son is on here. He's like, what is...
Now, the water? My... Yeah, I lied to you all day. Yeah, baby, I'm getting that water. I'm like, psych.
But I don't understand.
Get in the water. All right. I get in this water. About two tubs. You ain't
so
even know.
So if I was having the baby here, you would leave and not come back?
We not having the baby here.
No, this is all hypothetical. It's not a we. I have to push the baby out.
You're right.
So if I decided to have the baby here, mm-hmm. you would leave and not come back until the baby was born?
Possibly.
Okay.
One of us got to be at the hospital. One of us got to have some sense. One of us got... Both of us can't be stupid just up here in the house.
But that sounds stupid to be at a hospital without your wife. Sir, can we help you?
Nah, I'm good. The stuff going on in Europe's crazy, ain't it? Read my newspaper.
No, right here, especially with COVID going on.
Oh, by the time you would have end up having a baby, COVID be long gone.
If you got me pregnant today, COVID would still be here by the time I had this baby.
Yeah.
Okay, go to the next episode. Babe, you're supposed to be on this. You over here reading comments from your son.
Shut up.
This anniversary episode. I'm going to tell you
what. This is our anniversary episode.
Oh, my goodness.
Where are we going? We're going to 22. Jail in Cuba. That was our 10th anniversary, y'all.
Down these he is just, if I give him any technical responsibilities, he's all over the place.
Shut
guys.
Up. That's all you gotta do.
Oh, look at your cute wife.
Okay, guys, we're doing this a little bit different.
So, yeah, y'all, by the time we aired this podcast, we had already hit snippets on our Cuba extravaganza. Yeah. Angel said thought it'd be a good idea. To go to Cuba? Yeah, go to Cuba on our 10th anniversary.
It sounded like a great idea, even though Marcus responded as if it was like the like most blah. Like I said, let's go to Nebraska. Are we going to Nebraska? Okay.
No, I didn't. You talking about when I initially found out?
Yes.
I was still trying to process it. You know it's not me. To be like, I just got to process stuff. I was very happy I went to Cuba. I would actually go again despite what happened.
Get up, our story time, because I know y'all are like, what happened?
And then I'll be at the hospital with my
well,
I'm home.
Yeah. But it's still a bit of a story. So I didn't feel like getting out all the equipment. It's late on a Sunday, but I wanted to make sure this went up tomorrow. So while you all are watching it. So we just have out our little mic. So if you're listening to us, if you're listening to us, if it sounds a little different, because we're using different equipment for tonight.
Hopefully it sounds good.
That thing sucked. It sounds terrible.
We're back. And for those of you all who are rocking,
we got another technical difficulty.
Marcus and I celebrated our 10-year
wedding anniversary. We're going to pause one more time.
And every year.
And then we're going to talk about Cuba. Our trip to Cuba was one filled with trauma and drama. And... to the point that I thought I was never going to see my family again. That's where I was at. I was like, there's a possibility I'll never see my boys or my husband.
It got there real at one point.
And it even made it so that
I didn't
even want to vlog anymore while we were there.
Yeah.
It was like, nobody's going to see this. They're going to kill us. But I wanted people to know, like, what had happened.
So, yeah, I just went into survival mode. I was like, this is what's happening. I'm about to be the worst prisoner they ever had.
Why is it that? You mean, so not for long? Cause they
I ain't gonna live it much longer.
He was like, I'm going to die. So we definitely wanted to tell the story, even though we didn't capture it. Because I don't think we had that much footage from our trip to Cuba.
I don't remember having much. No, we took pictures.
We did take pictures. I took a camera. I know I have some footage, but I knew we were going to have to do it more of as a story time. Because when you're in the middle of that, the last thing you really want to do...
Let's let everybody know what we're doing.
We're over here getting ready to go to jail. So...
Not just jail. Jail in Cuba.
International. It really sullied my perspective on traveling internationally. Like, it has to be... Like, I probably will not travel again until we have a new president. And our international relations are ones that I can bank on.
Yeah.
So go ahead, press play.
For those of you all who are rocking with us for the very first time, Marcus and I just celebrated our 10-year wedding anniversary.
That was 3 years ago.
That's right.
And it's been out in popularity.
I'm just now thinking about all the different sizes I have worn in the past.
And
then
I came and just knocked his game. 3 years. I was just like, you ain't even the right sport, sir.
That's yeah, man, I was like, you ain't on the right planet.
Whatever. So, 10 years, big thing.
I'm like, yeah, sure. So she has on a uniform and she has this little notepad with no lines on it. Just notepad and a little
Yeah, like strips of paper.
Yeah, like. I don't even think it was a number 2 pencil. So I give her my passport. I'm like, sure. She's like, I'm going to check everything. I'm like, okay. So me and the guy, we continue to talk. We're holding conversation and he's kind of cutting his eye at her and I'm looking back to see if she's writing down. So she's writing down our passport information. Then she proceeds to ask me questions like, why am I here? And how long am I going to be here?
Right.
What's my occupation?
By the time she gets to occupation, I didn't realize what's going on. I just decided I ain't waiting for luggage no more. I go back to join Marcus, and I see this little petite woman, and they wear fishnet stockings a lot.
Y'all.
Designer fishnet stockings.
Miniskirts, fishnet stockings.
They wear fishnet stockings at the
y'all,
airport.
Y'all, they had on these little outfits. These little outfits that they had on were... They were some real sexy ass outfits. They were real. The skirt was like really, really short.
Yes.
They had on high heels and fishnet stockings, and then the little suit, the blazer that went with it was real snug and short.
So were their skirts. Their skirts were
snug.
I
just said they were short. They were short. Yeah, they were snug too. There was like I was gonna say a tennis skirt. It was
I don't know why.
That was tighter than that. They were as short as a tennis skirt. But they were tighter than that. It was like a spandex skirt.
They look like city girls. The city girls are hot girls. That's what they... I need a hot girl. Like, they could have started body rolling and broke out into a music video. And I've been like, that makes sense. This makes more sense than anything. Asking my husband all the information. Y'all know me. Why are you in my husband's face, ma'am?
I'm like, first of all, she got on what looks to be some type of law enforcement uniform. So you going to let her ask these goddamn questions over here in Cuba.
No, it looked like one of the things you get at Party City. It didn't look like a real law enforcement uniform. It looked like one that you pull out of the plastic bag and shake out and put on.
Squeeze into.
That, and so when I'm just not used to, I don't know if this happens in our country because we aren't considered, foreigners. I mean, we're not, but like we're never treated as the way an immigrant would be treated. I don't know what questions they're allowed to ask you because, you know, we'd be like, why do you need to know that?
Yeah. For what?
No.
You know your goddamn business.
Right,
I'm
exactly.
Like, I'm no longer on U.S. soil.
Come on. So we feel like we got to do
everything. In fact, I'm not even in an ally country of the U.S.
Right.
So let me just participate in this. Until things get critical, and then I'm going to start acting a fool.
It was scary. Go ahead and press play on them.
So she's got on this little itty-bitty airport uniform with her fishnet stockings. And I was like, hold up. Is this hoe trying to push up on my husband? Because he's the tallest thing in Cuba right now. So I walk over very confidently, and I stand right beside him in front of her. And she's asking, you know, occupation. And I just start answering as if she knows who the hell I am, and I'm like, engineer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
that's
she's looking
that
at me.
The easiest thing
you
to
see,
say.
You see?
I don't even know where to go.
You see, I need y'all to take note. We talked about the Applebee's incident and how you did not want me to fight with you. Mm-hmm. But do you see how you took my help? At the airport, do you see?
I didn't take your help. I just didn't push you away.
You took it. All right. Because you knew I had something to offer.
Okay.
Okay? So I just want you to realize that your wife, she's got your back.
Okay. I know that.
And he tries to say engineer, then I was like, engineer. She's like, oh, engineer. It's just an inhenario. Like, anyway.
Yeah, so anyway, so as she's sitting there, me and Angel are trying our best to get her to understand our... She's asking questions. We're trying our best to get her to understand our answers.
And yeah, I keep...
Another one walks up.
Yes.
So it's now two of them.
And then, because I keep...
Anyway, by the end of all this, of us getting questioned by these airport people, it was like six chicks in miniskirts and one dude.
It was a total of four people. It was three chicks in miniskirts and one dude. I remember vividly.
Was it three?
It was three girls and one guy.
Okay. But they standing, it was crazy, they standing in a circle around us, so I'm already thinking tactically, like, I got my eye on all y'all. This little petite one over here gonna get it first.
And why are you about to fight the women?
No, the dude gonna get it too, but he was a little sloppy. I could tell he wasn't coming for it. They look a little more athletic, so I had something to worry about.
Listen, I don't think they could have fought in them skirts. Where are you hoping this takes us to? What do you...
They want you... Nah, I'm not even gonna relay that message.
Oh, they do... Here's one eye. They want to see me wink. If you're not...
Y'all stupid for whoever wants it.
If you're only listening, I did it. I winked with both
eyes. I'm not getting drawn into that foolishness. But don't look at me like that. Stop it. Come on. My God. Anyway.
Tell them where you want this podcast.
How to maintain a good relationship is not let your ignorant ass wife try to wink with both eyes when she can't.
What are you talking about?
That's episode 21.
I want you, sir, to answer the question I just asked you.
What was the question?
Where do you see this podcast going?
I see this. I don't know. I see it going a lot bigger. I actually saw us traveling doing a live podcast before COVID happened.
A live one?
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like you said live.
Live, I did, live. We said the same thing.
A live podcast, Tamisha said I did it perfectly.
Again, like you said, Tamisha. Yeah, look like you're having a stroke, exactly. No, Tamisha That's said what I always did. Say, look like you're having a stroke.
She said I'm doing it perfectly. But go ahead.
Yeah, I actually saw this going by this time. I always thought to myself by mid-2020, you know, July, August, September, we will probably be traveling, doing live show podcasts. That's what I saw.
This year?
Before COVID happened. I saw that at the end of last year.
That's what I'm saying. You saw that for this year? Oh, yeah. I didn't see it for that soon. I saw it for like 2021.
I saw it for this year. I still see that happening. And I don't know, somebody's going to be smart enough to be like, you know what, we need y'all to host our show.
Yeah, I don't know where I see this podcast going. I don't know. I definitely enjoy doing it. It is fun. It is time that me and you actually get to have a conversation. It also, I know, is improving your hosting skills, which is important as we get more brand sponsorships just for anything. We have to be there like the host of their thing. So, I do not know. It's so hard. There's not a lot of platforms outside of social media where husbands and wives really get to grow together in this type of way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have a business where they're not the spokespersons of it, like, you know, and start a business together. But as far as in both people being the spokesperson of it, there's very few. I feel like podcast and vlogging is the only place where you really see that.
Yeah.
So I don't want to let this go, but I also want
to... I definitely don't think we're going to let it go. I think it's going to continue to grow, though.
I want to see what it's going to evolve into. I'm sorry. I'm seeing that my Patreon people are being haters to the 10th degree about my professional winking skills. I do definitely think it would be fun to do live stuff. I think Marcus's skill set is in live more than anything else. But I don't know. I've thoroughly enjoyed the 4 years we've done this, though.
Yeah.
But I am looking forward to what it evolves into.
Yes.
What, you know, you all know, as I have grown in my own career, my own entrepreneurship, I have really started to hone in on what my mission is, right? Mm-hmm. And I've spoken about that to Patreon a whole lot. I don't know how much I've spoken about it just on my channel in general. I am trying to figure out what that is. Well, we both have to sit down and figure out what that is for this podcast. Like, yeah. What the larger purpose of it is. Because mm-hmm. that's the way we'll figure out what step B is going to be. We've just now, I feel like, gotten to the point where point A looks solid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just getting the content out, having it sound professional, having it on the day we say we're going to have it on. Hopefully now I'm about to have an editor for it so that I don't have to do all this mess. But I want to see it evolve. I want to be also surprised by God in a good way at where this could go. Like, do you enjoy more of just the conversations that me and you have, or did you like when we had guests?
I like when we have guests.
You do?
Yeah. I think it definitely takes a lot of weight off our shoulders. It's a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
And it offers something new, something to us as well as the people that follow the podcast.
Okay. Maybe we should start doing series. We haven't done that. It's always a topic-to-topic basis.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we should start doing series where we have like a 6-episode series on a very specific topic, but that way we bring in guests on that topic. Okay, some of the suggestions over here. Rashida Davis says, facilitating real conversations around marriage with other couples. Melissa Stewart says, y'all should have regular meetings where you realign your goals and intentions for this podcast and everything else. I agree. And Rashida says, Marcus seems super energized when you all have guests. He really does. He gets excited to have new people. And yeah. Shantae says, I like the talking between you two as well. I like both guests and just you two. Well, thank you guys. Well, you all, we, even though I walked down memory lane, had so many kinks into it, but that is the true, is this going to cause an argument fashion?
Yeah.
There's got to be bumps in the road. There's got to be audio missing. There's got to be video footage flying all across the place. Because if it wasn't, then there would be nothing to cause an argument. But sure as hell, this would. Mm-hmm. We want to again thank you all for watching and listening. If you're watching, please thumbs up the video. Subscribe to That Chick Angel TV. If you're listening to it, please rate and review all wherever you are listening to us. Yes. It makes us more discoverable. And a big, big shout out to our sponsors.
Usual Wine.
Who we went in. We had our second bottle. Yes. So check them out at www.usualwines.com and use our promo code ARGUE for $8 off your first purchase and have your first glass on us. So until next Wednesday, after next Wednesday, we'll have been married for 13 years.
13 years, y'all.
So maybe that'll be what the next podcast is on, is how our anniversary went. But we will talk to you beautiful people later.
Y'all have a good one, family.
Bye.